play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast on a Tuesday in studio. And I'm feeling good. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you. You wouldn't be able to tell, but the Reds, they got their head kicked in after a good start to yesterday's game. I'm on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. And my guy, Jeffrey Carr, is doing work right now at LockedOnReds.com. He's got post-game recaps. He's got series previews. He's got opinion pieces. So much more. Every podcast posted as well at LockedOnReds.com. You can also follow Jeff on Twitter. Yeah, his Twitter is at Jeff with three Fs. He threw me off with that. Carr, C-A-R-R. Three Fs, two Rs. It's probably because Jeff Carr with just two Fs was taken. I'm just guessing. But yeah, follow him on Twitter as well. He's been killing it for LockedOnReds.com. It's great to be with you today. It's great to be in studio. I feel at home. This is where I do the Locked On Reds podcast. It was weird doing it at Paul Brown Stadium. No real reason, just different. And let's dive in, because I want to discuss Homer Bailey. I want to discuss his future with the team, because it's getting more and more interesting to me with what's going to happen with his future in Cincinnati. You're going to hear from Jim Riggleman in a couple minutes here on the Locked On Reds podcast. Let's dive into what happened yesterday. The Reds, they lost 10-3. It was tied 2-2 in the sixth, and then it was all Indians, and they routed them. I mean, it's rough. Homer Bailey got beaten up in the sixth inning, and then Amir Garrett got beaten up, and, well, the Reds have struggled, or did struggle in the final four innings at Great American Ballpark. And, look, it happens. It's one of those things. Amir Garrett, though, gave up four runs in two-thirds of an inning pitched. That's crazy to me. It's insane. And Garrett, he's kind of fallen off a cliff a bit. This, according to Lance McAllister, Garrett's first 27 appearances this season, a 1.93 earned run average. His last 28, a 7.48 earned run average. Now, I'm no mathematician there. That ain't good, though. That isn't good. In this Reds team, look, they hung in there, but they didn't get the hitting. Homer Bailey, again, didn't get the run support. And it's not really fair because Bailey went five innings, two runs. I mean, you'll take that from Homer. But his final lines, 5 1/3, 10 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts on 102 pitches. The Reds are 1-15 in Bailey starts this season. They're 51-52 in all starts by all other pitchers. Let's hear from Homer after the game.
The last inning is when that really got me. You know, just kind of bulk. I came out of my hand bad. They're on a 3-2 count. So, you know, other than that, you know, the home run. And I just did a good job. I had him swing over the top of that same pitch earlier in that at bat. Went to those home plate, wanted to come back in for a punch out. And, man, how he kept the ball fair, I don't know. And, you know, it's a little short. Kind of lines, but you know, and that guy's having a great season. So, you know, when you're having that kind of season, that's the stuff you do.
That's Homer Bailey, audio courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio and Reds.com. Honestly, you just wonder. You wonder what his future's like, because he flashed, he showed, hey, I can be competent, and yet his last two starts total 8 2/3, 21 hits, 10 runs, 2 home runs. His last two starts together now don't look good. But yesterday, it seemed like he was on his way to putting together a quality start. It fell apart in the sixth inning. Here's Reds manager Jim Riggleman after the game.
Clevinger made the necessary pitches to get out of trouble. And, you know, we had some chances. But, yeah, the game, you know, we had one like that the other day. You know, widespread margin in the final score. The game actually was closer than the score indicates. But it's a loss nonetheless. I was really pleased. I thought Homer battled through a lot of adversity. You know, we made him throw a lot of extra pitches, and he really did a nice job. And it's, you know, it's too bad he gets charged for some runs there, but really threw the ball good.
Offensively, you got a home run, you got some hits, but you just couldn't get that big hit when it counted.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems to be the nature of modern-day baseball. You know, the hits to drive people in are tough to come by, and people hit homers, though, you know. So it's, you know, something our guys are working very hard on, and everybody's giving you 100% when they're up there. But it's been a tough go of it.
That's Reds manager Jim Riggleman. And honestly, I think it's interesting to see what – and it will be interesting to see what they do with him this offseason. But, yeah, Homer Bailey struggled some. The Reds get Corey Kluber tonight. That's not a good place to be. Ohio Cup on the line, by the way. Right now they're tied. Final two games will decide who wins the Ohio Cup. By the way, I'm not a fan of this whole Joey Votto playing thing. He was 1-for-3 last night. He had a double. He had a walk. But he was clearly in pain as he ran from home to second base on the double. Why in the world would Joey Votto be playing if he's dinged up? I don't want to deal with that. The last thing I want is Joey Votto going into this year, this offseason, in which, let's be honest, he's had a down year by Votto standards. Dinged up, where he can't train, where he can't hone things and put things back together and come back next year even better than this season. Like, he's got 9 home runs. He hasn't hit a home run since the All-Star game. Literally, the last home run Joey Votto hit was the All-Star game. So, what are we doing here? This organization, I would sit him. It's long-term. The reason I didn't lose my mind about Jesse Winker, and I would want him to get all of those reps, but he was given enough reps for us to be confident in knowing what he is going into next year, to be confident in thinking, hey, he can be a part of the future. Well, if Votto is a part of the future, i.e. next year when the Reds apparently want to win, why would you risk anything to him? He's your franchise guy. And yep, he might be a little bit older, but if that's your ride or die, if that's the guy that's at first, if that's the guy that you need to hit consistently, then why not shelve him and make sure he's 100% healthy? I don't want this Joey Votto wincing in pain running around the bases. Why would you do that? Why is that a thing? The Reds are 52-67. They're 17 games back in the Central. They're the only team in their division with a negative run differential. They're not, I repeat, not going to win this year. I don't even know if they can win next year. This division is pretty good, man. Pittsburgh was supposed to be worse than the Reds this year. I thought that would be the case. They're 9 games back of Pittsburgh. They're a ways away, and it's okay to say that. Maybe they can win next year, but the last thing I'm going to do is push Joey Votto and try to risk injuring him. By the way, they're 14 games back in the wild card with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams ahead of them. They're only ahead of 3 teams in the wild card race. This isn't a team that's ready to win now. Sit Joey Votto, please. Sit him. Let him get healthy. Why would you do that? That makes zero sense. None. And yet, Joey Votto playing. He did get relieved in the 7th inning, was it? Let me check here. Let me check my notes. Yeah, so 7th inning, Kurt Casale came in. And by the way, Kurt Casale has been great. Real quick on Kurt Casale, and then we'll dive into Homer Bailey's future. But Kurt Casale is hitting .304 for the Reds. He's had 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, had a home run yesterday. He's been great. They upgraded at backup catcher, and he's under team control for a while. They got him for next to nothing from Tampa Bay, by the way. The Rays gave them, or got in return for Kurt Casale. Guess what they got? Cash money. That's it. So that's another win for the Reds front office. Little wins like that matter. They help. But overall, sit Votto. Make sure he's healthy. That makes me mad, man. Why the hell would you do that? That would be like the Reds, or the Bengals. This happened a couple years ago, actually. A.J. Green was dinged up, meaningless season. And the Bengals went to, I think it was Christmas Eve, went to play Houston. Yeah, Houston. It was the Brandon LaFell game, and then they ended up losing. They went to play Houston, and A.J. Green was going to play. The coaches were going to play, and Mike Brown stepped in and said, no, 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 no. You get A.J. Green, get your ass back home. You ain't playing in this game. This is a meaningless season. It was the first time in A.J. Green's career they hadn't made the playoffs up to that point. And he sent him home. Because it was Christmas Eve, be with your family, you're not risking injury in a meaningless game. That's what I feel like the Reds are doing right now with Votto. And I get it. It's different. It's baseball. It might not be as serious. I don't care. Protect the best players. Protect them. Don't let them out there. Don't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't play him until he's 100%. That's it. I don't care if he gets mad, screams, gets angry. I don't give a damn. That's the reality of it. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Up next, Homer Bailey. What's going to happen with his future? I have questions. This offseason, we'll get answers. That's next on the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today on the Locked On Reds podcast. Homer Bailey, what do the Reds do with him? What do they do? Do they pay him to go? Do they keep him around in the rotation? It's one of those things. I don't know the answer. I truly do not know the answer of what they're going to do. I would probably pay him to go. Because in all seriousness, they owe him $28 million. And I get why ownership would say, all right, we're going to pay his 2019 and try to keep him around and try to get something out of him. But 2019 is $23 million. There's a $5 million buyout for 2020. He'll be 33 and 34 years old. He's battled injuries. He's been up and down. And there are guys that are going to get promoted. Like, unless you make a trade that includes Sal Romano and Tyler Mahle, or some kind of package deal of your projected starters for next year, Robert Stevenson and Tyler Mahle, why would you even consider keeping Homer around? He's in the way. I'll name five for you right now, and I'm definitely leaving guys out that could potentially start for this team, just on the team. We talk about trading for an ace. Robert Stevenson, Anthony DeSclafani, Tyler Mahle, Sal Romano, Luis Castillo. I mean, what do you want? Homer Bailey's a guy. Heck, oh, this is funny. On SpotTrack or SpotRack.com, they have all the contracts and stuff. I look, and or maybe it's SpoTrack. I don't know. How the hell do you say that? Anyways, Homer Bailey, they have him listed as a relief pitcher. Maybe they're foreshadowing the future and answering this question on their own. Fine, if you want to put him in the bullpen and get something out of him, I'm open to the idea, but clearly the Reds weren't. That's why he's in the rotation again. That's why he's one of six. So I think that's going to be very, very interesting. If Homer Bailey fares well, and he was okay yesterday, but if he fares well the rest of the year, does he get a shot in spring training to start again next year? That, to me, is a question of the offseason that'll be really interesting. And what does the new manager, whether it's Jim Riggleman or someone else, think of Bailey? Maybe they want to move him right away. Maybe the Reds will try to rebuild some of his value and trade him as a last year of his deal type of guy. Maybe they'll try to eat some of his money at the deadline next year and try to get something of value from him or for him in return, in exchange for him. By the way, the Matt Harvey countdown is on. We've got 17 days. You think the Reds are going to get anything for him? I'm not sure. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Reds podcast on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Give us a follow. Locked On Reds approaching 500 followers. I'm getting close to 7,600. Help me get there today, Reds fans. Tonight, it's Reds, it's Indians, it's Great American Ballpark. It's going to be a tough one for the Reds. Corey Kluber on the mound for the Indians. 7-10 first pitch. Sal Romano looking for his eighth win of the season. His earned run average, a shade under 5 at 4.94. Kluber comes in at 2.74. And he's looking for his 15th win of the season. And we'll be back at it tomorrow. We'll recap tonight's action at GABP in one spot. You can subscribe as well at Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, by the way. It'd be great. Thank you so much for listening. This is the only Daily Reds podcast, and it was great to be back in studio today. I'm James Erpine. Thanks for listening today on the Locked On Reds podcast.